What do you do with the word? Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What do you do with the word of God when you hear it? Either the word can evaporate if we don't take it, if we don't let it change us, we just hear it, but we don't really accept it, we don't believe it. Then it has no effect. Then we remain in our own sinful nature. Then easily all the attacks from the world, from sin, from devil, from other people can attack us, sometimes even without ourselves noticing it. But if we accept the word of God, then it can change us, no matter where we are, no matter how deep we are in sins, in wrongdoing, no matter how much of our lifetime we have wasted. The word can totally change us if we accept it, if we believe it. In the same way, also in the letter of Hebrews, it is compared that when the Israelites walked out of Egypt, they were 40 years wandering around for something which normally takes only around 2 weeks to walk. 40 years, and most of them died. Most of their generation passed away. They could not enter the new land. Normally in the new land, God had promised them to rest, to finally find rest. And now, Hebrews 4, verse 1, now God has offered us the promise that we may receive the rest that he spoke about. Let us take care then that none of you will be found to have failed to receive that promised rest. For we have heard the good news just as they did. They heard the message, but it did them no good. Because when they heard it, they did not accept it with faith. We who believe then do receive that rest which God promised. Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your word, for all of your words, for your words of comfort as well as for your words that challenge us and that demand us. We thank you for that promise of rest and we pray that you guide us there. And that throughout this life, you prepare us for your kingdom, where we praise you forever. Amen.